everyone, Kapreshni here from Builder Collective, and today I am chatting with Annie from Salvage Merchants. She is a fantastic woman who has totally wowed me with her amazing life transformation, and the excitement that she has and the passion that she has for what her and her husband are doing is infectious. I can't wait to talk to her more. Join us for a chat with Annie.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Kapreshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry. And as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au. Annie, welcome to our podcast Building with Build Her.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you accepted our invitation to chat to you, because when I first saw your post, actually shout out to Emily Osman, I thought, oh my gosh, you are an amazing person and we really need to talk to you, because what you're doing seems to be really exciting for you. But also I think there's a real need for it in the market. So we thought it'd be great to share that with our audience here in the podcast and also in our Developers Inner Circle.
Great. I hope I can add something to your audience.
Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about your story? I think you have such an interesting background, and I'd just love you to share that with everyone, because I found it totally fascinating.
Sure. So, fairly diverse background. I spent about 20 years in the music industry working for various record companies. I then ended up traveling the world with Tina Arena for a period of 3 or 4 years before I had children. It was fairly intense, but incredible.
Do you know, I think that travelling around for work is actually the world's biggest con.
It's completely the world's biggest con. Unless you're travelling with a superstar. And then I have to admit, sometimes it's pretty cool. But I do agree, you know, this was back in the 90s and there was no, you know, hooking into internet every hotel you went to easily. It was dial up and there was, you know, from the other side of the world. It was tough work. We'd be out all day, then I'd try and catch up on work on the other side of the world. So no regrets though, incredible experiences. And then I went off and had children and decided that I didn't want to pursue that much travel in my life anymore. So ended up working in administration roles, but generally in building construction type businesses. Worked for a fairly large property developer and was doing office management there. And whilst I loved seeing and hearing about all the building things, my role was not really connected to that. So right. I found that a little frustrating.
Yeah.
And then I was called back, we might say, to the family business. My brother has a large glazing business and he had opened a new branch and was looking for someone that he trusted to run that for him. So I was at a time where I was looking for a change and I decided to take that on and did that for a couple of years and built up the business. And Shane was actually working there at the time as well. Great
Shane's
job.
Your current
Shane
partner?
Is my husband, yep. Sorry. Husband, business partner in all things. So yeah, I was working there, had enormous flexibility, was doing something I really quite enjoyed, but was still searching for more.
Mm-hmm.
So it got to the end of the year in 2017. And Shane and I took a little bit of time, self-reflection over the summer holidays, and decided that we had this kind of unique skill set, what we considered to be unique anyway, and that we were going to have a crack at something together. What that was going to be, we had no clue at the time.
How did that feel when you made that decision to just take a crack at something? Did you know it was going to be in the property market? Or did you think it could be anything? Or how did you actually narrow down into we want to be developing?
Sure. So we definitely knew it would be in the building property space. Mm-hmm. Shane has a really broad range of skills in that building carpentry area. So that was certainly something that we knew we'd end up in. And what had happened was Shane and I had been together for 3 years.
Mm.
And when he moved into my home, he brought with him a house full of tools and building materials and so on. So we now had a shed full of materials sitting there.
Oh, you call them materials, I call them toys.
Yeah, toys, junk, whatever. And so our first thought was actually, how are we going to remove those things from our home and what could we do with them to build a business? So Shane's a magpie scavenger from way back. So he had lots of awesome, you know, secondhand materials. So we took a lease on a tiny little factory around the corner from our home. And initially it was just to store them, have a look at what we had and go, what can we do with that stuff right. to make money from it?
Yep.
Basically.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Stepping away from your business, your business and your career that you're in, the family business, must have been really challenging.
Yes. You know, I'm a fairly risk averse person and I had worked hard for everything that that I had and was definitely concerned, still am concerned with losing that. But I had lost my first husband a few years earlier and that had put a whole lot of things in perspective for me. And money certainly was nowhere near the top of that list. Yep. So my family, my happiness, my joy was where I wanted to focus my attention. And, you know, the money comes or the money goes, whatever. It really does, I can honestly say, have pretty little impact on how I feel these days.
Well, you can't take it with you, can you?
You absolutely can't take it with you. It's nice to have, don't get me wrong, but it is certainly not the be all and end all.
It's so true. Like, I think you've touched on so many things that we chat about in our Developers Inner Circle, but also just what we hear a lot from the women that we talk to is that a partnership, a really great partnership where you can both bring skills that complement each other to it, particularly in renovating for profit or developing, is a relationship made in heaven.
Definitely. And I think there are not all couples can do it. I absolutely can acknowledge that. And I won't say that every day is easy because it's not. And there are real challenges to working together with your partner some days. But I guess also what I've seen that is it's actually been a really lovely learning experience for our relationship as well.
Yep.
Because we both have so much commitment to it. You know, we're really prepared to nut out, well, why didn't that work? Or why did that really get me going that day? You know, to come home and reflect on that and go, let's not do that again, or let's change this up a bit. And that's really been the story of Salvage Merchants so far, is that it is definitely an evolving business.
Well, I mean, you have a shared interest, so it's almost like having a shared hobby, but you've taken that a step further to being a business.
Definitely.
And that means, you know, you both have this area where you come together and you can – your goal is the same, your vision is the same, how you get there might be different.
Correct.
The other thing we also hear a lot is that you've had this sort of pivotal moment in your life that's made you want to change or made you want to jump or leap into something else. And I think the fact that you've chosen building, super exciting.
Yes.
But it's, you know, for us it's always been this amazing place where you get to be analytical, you get to be process driven, you get to be goal oriented, but you also get to bring your creativity into it. And I guess I wanted to ask, you know, what world's hardest question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think for you, what do you bring to that process and what do you really get out of it?
Well, interestingly enough, I've never considered myself a creative person. You know, when I think of creative people, I think of artists and musicians, and I'd worked in that field for so long and I was like, I can't do that. That's, you know, so I don't have creativity. And so when we came into the business, we were really looking at, I have a really strong admin background, organisation background, and that's my strength.
Mm.
The business initially started as a retail outlet of selling upcycled and repurposed homewares, essentially.
Right. Oh, wow, what a journey.
Yeah, so that's where we started, and we had a little retail space at the front of our workshop, and it was fantastic. And Shane is a great teacher and a really patient teacher, and he got me very involved in doing things. But what I did realise along the way was, a lot of those ideas were things I was coming up with. So I'd say, oh, we've got this, you know, pickets. Let's make Christmas trees out of pickets, out of fence pickets. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's this amazing guy that I'd just go do that. And then next week, there we were at the market with Christmas picket trees. And I went, maybe not everyone sort of has those thoughts and people were inspired by what we did. And it's taken me, I won't tell you how many decades, but quite a few, to probably allow myself to say, No, I am a creative being, and it might not be in a traditional sense, but that really fills me up, that designing, thinking, planning, conceptualizing is really what I love most about what I do.
It's so exciting. And I think you'll find that a lot of women actually feel the same way. Mm. It's a really interesting thing. Until they tap into that creativity, they don't realize how creative they are and then how much they actually enjoy it. And we start into this process and in this world thinking, this is our zone. But actually it expands to be like, well, we can actually do a little bit in all of these areas. And that is what it's all about, I think.
Definitely.
You know, we all often say jumping into where you want to be and then pulling out of things that you don't want to necessarily be involved in is a great way to manage your developments and manage your projects, but also get the best out of the professionals that you're working with and the best out of yourself.
Definitely. And that's what we've done with the business. As I was saying, with the evolution, we've kind of gone, you know, that's not really serving us or that's not serving our customers. So how are we going to modify that to make it work for all of us, our client base and ourselves, which has been a really interesting journey and is definitely continuing.
I'm even more excited about your journey now, knowing that you started off repurposing furniture and to see where you are now and to hear you speaking earlier about where you guys want to go and the things that are going to come up in your future. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you.
Going from this music industry and this really very different world and then obviously being a mum and looking after your daughter. And before, earlier, we were just sharing some stories about raising children. I've obviously just had my little guy and I'm, you know, he's been evicted to the other room with my husband and a dog.
Very quietly, I might add.
You know, and about 5 minutes ago I heard a little cry and I nearly jumped out of my seat. And Annie was sort of reassuring me, don't worry.
No, it's all, my children are now 19 and 15 and that mother instinct does not leave us. It certainly changes, but it does not leave us. But it's a wonderful, as I was saying earlier, my 19-year-old daughter is actually a first-year carpentry apprentice.
Fantastic.
So she's all of 4'11". Yeah. She's a tiny little dot and she's just blazing a little trail. She's working for an excellent builder who has just been so encouraging and, as I was saying, to watch your child develop into an adult and to go into an industry that excites you as well is just awesome.
You know, I was just chatting to a builder the other day and he was saying that he's looking in the market for a young female apprentice because he was finding that some of the younger boys that are coming up through, they're a little bit hard to manage.
Yes.
And so he was like, actually, I think I'd like to work with a young female apprentice and see what that's like. So any young female out there who's listening to our podcast who wants to become a carpenter or an apprentice, do it, because the landscape is changing. And there also always used to be a stigma or a bit of a girls can't do that, you're not strong enough. And I think actually to hear that from a builder himself, changing it up a little bit, I was actually thinking that's pretty cool.
And that's what I would encourage any listeners thinking about going into that as well. You know, her first employer was of a traditional mindset and you're not strong enough. She was doing framing and she would never be strong enough at her, but that's not the skill set she brings. So she has partnered with this wonderful small business and he's actually commented to her at Christmas time. He gave her a lovely card and bonus and said, you know, the finesse and the detail that you bring to the job is something that potentially a male wouldn't bring. So he's loving that element and it's just about looking, as you say, at the landscape a little bit differently now.
And it's teamwork as well. I think our best teams work fantastically when there's a great balance of male and females.
Definitely.
Because we bring out the best in each other.
Definitely.
Anyway, we digress a little bit.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, because I'm super excited about that little chat. I wanted to also know, I guess, from, you know, where you've come from in your industry and the music background, and of course you've had the experience in the glazing company, what have been some of your revelations and have you got any sort of insights to what it's like to be on site and to be on a site, you know, 24/7? Because one of the aspects that I find your business quite interesting is that you guys are actually doing that restoration work yourself, so you're really hands-on and on the tools.
Yeah, sure. So fortunately or unfortunately, most sites are just Shane and I, so which is great most of the time and we love that. So that's the only dynamic we have to deal with. What I will say is that it's bloody hard work. You know, I'm 49 years old. I didn't expect to be on my hands and knees grouting tiles at 49. Honestly, it took me a week to get the black grout out of my fingernails. But did I love it? Absolutely. You know, I was sore for days, but the satisfaction that I, in fact, we went back to that job yesterday to do some more work, and I walked in and went, I did that. That was me, you know. And so that's just overwhelming that I can be involved in that level of transformation. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
You know, one of the things I always struggled with, and I'm going to be brutally honest here, is I did this job out in Debney Park and I was the site manager on the job. And it was my first time being like on the site. So previously to that, I was working as a contract admin and I was in the office doing a lot of the paperwork. And so this is my first step into site management. And I was young, I was in my early 20s. And I got out there and at first I loved it. But I'm a very social person and I was the only site manager there, so it was only me in the trades. And I found it quite isolating actually to start off with. And then, you know, there was just this sort of learning curve. One, the scariness of being alone, being the only person on site running the job. The second, being lonely because I needed company.
Definitely, yes.
And I know this sounds really prissy and so I'm going to like do a preparatory apology. I didn't like the toilets and I really miss the comforts of being in a nice office with a nice bathroom and a nice mirror. And I was cold and I was dirty and I didn't like it. And okay, like I was in my early 20s, but you know, those were my feelings at the time. Satisfaction out of the job, loved it. Loved being part of it. Loved being part of the decision-making process.
Yes.
Loved actually learning about those technicalities on site. And what I think, thinking back on it now, what I really truly understood at that point in my career was levels. Mm-hmm. So up until that point, I've been doing a lot of contract admin and yeah, I had an understanding of RLs and everything on the drawings. But until you're actually on site building something and you realize that things don't line up, because things line up perfectly on a drawing, it's all very pretty and it's all very easy. Until you're on site and you're working with the dirt and you're leveling out your project and you're benching it and you know, you're setting all your levels, it's very, very difficult. And I can imagine with you guys and your projects, particularly your church conversion project, restoration project, what we're going to talk about in the Developers in a Circle, you know, you're working in old buildings. And by far, we know in the construction industry, restoration is extremely difficult, as is renovation. When we're really digging in and opening up a building, we can open ourselves up to a multitude of issues. How have you guys come across anything, and have you found, you know, any little knacks for things, or have you just had how's your experience been in that? Because it's challenging.
It's certainly challenging, and in fact, it just yesterday we were working on a property that's 150 years old, and somebody in their wisdom had decided to nail and silicone shut the original front door. And our client wanted to reopen that because it's going to be an Airbnb. So generally you want people to be able to come in the door. So, you know,
it's the small details.
Exactly. You know, and so we managed to pull it out intact and that was fine. And we were able to, but of course, when we went to when we rehung it, it's completely out of plumb.
You know, right with silicone shut.
Yeah. And where do you start? Because the door's out of plumb, the frame's out of plumb, the wall's out of plumb, the whole, you know, and I think for us, we work very much on the principle of things are perfectly imperfect in our world. And that's different in a new build, obviously. But we have incredible clients that we've only ever partnered with people that have this trust in us to go and allow us to make on-the-go decisions. Because that's what needs to happen in that scenario. So if we decide that the architrave no longer works, we'll go and find a second-hand new one to put in. And that might not be exactly what they had, but they're willing to compromise to retain that sense of salvage materials and working with second-hand. And, yeah, that's really hard. You uncover lots of imperfections. And, in fact, on our church project, we very early on decided that the imperfections were the beauty of the building. So she has a lot of cracks, none of which are going to mean it falls down. It stood strong for 150 years. And we decided, you know, definitely from a financial perspective as well, we just couldn't afford to fix every crack.
Right.
But that was not what we set out to do anyway. We didn't want to make her perfect, you know. I wake up in bed there in the mornings and to lie there and look at those cracks and think about the history, that's the experience we're creating for our guests.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for being with us today And I'm really looking forward to diving more into your church conversion project in the Developers Inner Circle. Thank you so much for chatting with us in our podcast.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity and I'm so thrilled to be here. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.